Damn right, Hunger Games! Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, Hunger Games! One day after the Canadian premiere of the Hunger Games here in Toronto at Scotiabank Theatre, we welcome to the KISS 92.5 studios. He plays Cato in the movie, Alexander Ludwig!
Yo, what's up, man? Hey, hello. Guys, what's up?
You're cool? Yeah. How's it been for you so far in Toronto?
It's been a surreal experience, just totally, totally crazy. And, yeah. It's been so flattering.
Where are you from?
Vancouver, Canada.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Vancouver.
Oh, that's get out of here.
I get a bad taste in my mouth anytime I say
up.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Vancouver.
Dude, when you got the script for this movie, for the Hunger Games, and you read through it, did you realize how big of a fan base this story had, these books had, accepting the role?
I mean, I hadn't really focused on that at all. It was more just, I'm a huge fan myself, and you know, we always say is like, you know, if we weren't in the position we were right now, we would be behind the ropes, you know, screaming for all the actors. So, I think most of the pressure really just came from ourselves, because we really wanted to create a true portrayal of the books into a great movie, and hopefully the fans receive it really well.
Do you ever get used to having girls scream at you?
I never get used. I don't deserve it, so I don't know what's going on there. But,
so yeah. You take a life like yours, where
everything all right? What's going on?
Yeah, you take a life like yours, right? Young guy, how old are you?
I'm 19.
You're 19. Oh, you can drink here.
I can. I can drink here. Yeah.
Because you normally live in California, right?
Experience it at all. But I have been able to drink here.
So you take a guy like you, and at what point, when you're the age you are, of where you're making some money, do you just have visions of taking what you have and just like checking out, just going to live in Mexico for the rest of your life on the Hunger Games money you made, being like, screw this, I'm just living on a beach for the rest of my life?
I mean, obviously, like financially, like it's very, very flattering.
Yeah.
Doing movies like this, but you know, I would love to just use that money to really just give back, and you know, give back to the community that started it all. You know, yeah. I'm a huge fan of the books as well, so I really like to give back to the world, and it means so much being here right now.
Wow.
Has it sunk in yet for you when you go to these movie premieres or you show up promoting the Hunger Games? Has it sunk in yet when you see all those fans and they're there with posters and signs and books and you know, they're screaming out your name? Like, what's that feeling like for you?
I mean, I don't think it'll ever really sink in. It's been crazy, and as I said before, it's really just, you know, if I wasn't in the position I was in, I would be behind the ropes really screaming for the for the actors in it, and it's a surreal experience, and it means so much that, you know, your work is received positively by the fans, and you know, everyone likes to be liked, so you know, it's a great opportunity. It means the world to me.
Would you ever date a fan? Because it's hard now, because if you meet somebody, they're obviously, chances are, around your age, going to be a fan of this movie.
You know, I'm a fan myself, so of course I would date a fan. Anybody who's a fan of the books is good in my books, you know?
Maury is so in love with you, by the way. Maury, this morning, we were getting out of the car, and he wanted to get you a bottle of water so bad that he ran back to the car to get you water from his car, because that was probably in his bathtub this morning.
You know, I am just flattered. Like, that is just so sweet. Damn.
I'm just drinking Maury bathtub. Right
when
now.
when you take a picture of you where your jeans are half off and you have no shirt on, and you pose for a photographer like that, in your head when you're taking that picture, are you envisioning a guy like Maury is the one who's going to appreciate it the most?
I mean, obviously, like, who wouldn't?
Alexander Ludwig is joining us right now from the Hunger Games inside the KISS 92.5 studios. It's 8:09. It's a Roz and Mocha show. How quickly are you guys going to start getting back into it, start filming the next movie?
Well, you know, obviously, as my character, he kind of just he reaches his demise at the very end of the first one.
We can say that, right?
Yeah, of course. No, I mean, yeah, the book's already out. Like, you know, there's no spoiler really alert there, but you know, that's the reason I took the role, is because, you know, there's a a very beautiful scene of you know, Kato at the very end when he reaches his demise, and you
realize them dogs.
Yeah, yeah.
Them computer dogs. Right? You realize there's a lot more humanity to him, but yeah, I guess you could just say them dogs.
I was fully prepared to have a battle with you about, you know, Canucks and Leafs and everything else, but Leafs lost like 8-0 last night. So we're just going to take a pass on that.
I'm really sorry that the Toronto Maple Leafs just sucked.
Did you notice?
Yeah. Dude, I'm kidding.
That's nice.
Totally kidding.
Notice that Roz totally covered up the cover of today's
paper?
What is the paper? What does it say? What does it say on the cover of the paper?
Outshot, out hit, beat up, blown out. What a joke, Toronto Maple Leafs.
Well, I guess that really just
describes the Toronto Maple Leafs when you compare them to the Vancouver Canucks. I'm totally kidding.
That's nice.
I'm actually a huge fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and the principal of my old high school was also a very big fan of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I'm outraged that they lost 8-0.
As a Vancouver Canucks fan, I am outraged Toronto lost 8-0 to the Boston Bruins.
So here's the deal. We're gonna start a rebellion, and we're gonna rave the Toronto Sun's place or whatever, the building.
All right, bro.
Alexander Ludwig, thank you so much for hanging out on the Roz and Mo.
Thank you for having me, man. Thank you guys.
Look out for them dogs, yo.